Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Illinois, Springfield. Welcome to a special conversation with Illinois Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor Alistair Willis. Welcome, Alistair.
Hi, Yona.
And joining us in the studio, Grammy-nominated Metropolitan Opera mezzo-soprano Julie Bouillon. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
These two wonderful musicians are here in the studio today for a special sneak preview of the upcoming Magnificent Masters Concert, featuring Miss Bouillon as mezzo-soprano soloist in arias by Mozart and in Mahler's Fourth Symphony. The concert will take place on Saturday, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium, here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Maestro, what do you have in store for us this concert?
Well, as you mentioned, we have one of the greatest classical composers ever, Mozart, paired with one of the greatest romantic composers ever, Mahler. And this combination is a winning combination. We can't wait to present their magic to our audiences.
And it seems like the connection between song and symphony seems to be a running theme from start to finish. So the concert opens with the overture to the Marriage of Figaro. Tell us about this piece.
Oh, Marriage of Figaro, one of Mozart's greatest operas. And, of course, the overture is so famous, everyone knows it. It's, if you don't know it by name, you'll certainly know it when you hear it, being used in countless movies, etc. And it is so fantastic to listen to. It's a little whirlwind of a four-minute piece, and it puts the orchestra right away on their toes. Our job is to make it sound easy, and that's what we'll do because, you know, we're so great. But it is technically so hard to get the pristine beauty and precision that is needed for this. And, of course, that applies to the rest of the program, the arias that we'll perform. And then we get into some real stuff.
Now, Ms. Bouillon, to talk about the real stuff. First, I understand you've come all the way from Canada to join us.
Yes,
and
I did.
Where you're working on a number of projects, a very busy schedule. Would you tell us a bit about some of your current musical projects?
I've been working a lot in Europe for the past few years, more and more in Europe, I would say, after all this time spent in New York at the Metropolitan Opera. Now, you know, it's moving a little toward the other side of the ocean. I'm enjoying it more and more. You know, I'm getting used to the pace, and I like it. Yeah.
And you are a singer that impresses for so many reasons, but perhaps most of all your ability to sing in so many different styles, whether bel canto or baroque or romantic.
Well, that's what is exciting, I think. I mean, if you're a singer that is really stuck with one style, one composer, I think it gets a little boring. I like to explore everything that my voice can do, and that keeps things exciting. Yeah.
And now you're performing two arias by Mozart on this program.
Well, this is a wonderful program. I'm so happy to work on this with Alastair, and he was so clever to put it together, because I feel like these two composers are so related. First of all, Mahler was such a fan of Mozart, and he did so much for the revival of the operas. Also, particularly this Fourth Symphony, because this is a very childish mm-hmm. is it a universe, you know, that Mahler creates, and it's so connected to Mozart, also with all these notes of neoclassicism, and it just fits all so well together.
So the first aria from the Clemency of Tito, mm-hmm. Which character do you play, and what is the aria about?
Well, I'm a man.
You're a man.
I'm
yes,
a man.
Exactly.
I'm a very short man. I'm a man, and I'm just being manipulated by this crazy woman who wants me to kill my king, who happens to be also my best friend. So it's that crazy. Mm. So it's very dramatic. The aria basically says, okay, you want me to do this? I'm going to do this, but you better, you know, we better be in a good place together, you know, after that, because I'm doing this for you and because of your beauty and your, you know, just because I'm mad about you. And yeah, so it's pretty intense.
Well, I would imagine the first aria, as long as you're not confused by hearing the Marriage of Figaro, to switch to a different opera, The Clemency of Titus. But then switching from that to Don Giovanni, switching back from a man to a woman.
But which is a little, these two arias are still connected. Even if we're talking about a woman, she is madly in love with Don Giovanni, who's being a jerk, who's like, he's evil, but she still loves him, and she just doesn't understand why. She's just fascinated by him. She's just, you know, she would die for him. So it's basically the same message. Yeah.
Ah.
How about for the orchestra? What is the orchestra's role in these arias that leave so much to the singer?
Well, we've got in both of them what's called accompanied recitative. If you take unaccompanied recitative, essentially that still just has harpsichord, so it is technically accompanied, but that's where the conductor can put his baton down and trust the harpsichordist in the pit, who will have been at all the rehearsal and be able to follow and roll and do whatever they need to do for the singer until the aria starts. But these arias are of such importance that the accompaniment is for the orchestra as well, so the conductor is very much engaged and has to follow the words and come in with the right da-dum at the right moment between her texts, and what's so great is that we can be perhaps we'll find out a little less classical in the recitatives, because they deal with so many different emotions. Once the aria starts, you know, there's a tempo allegro, and then we're pretty much, you know, keep it classical, folks, but the recitative offers so much dramatic possibilities to be flexible with the mood, with what the singer's saying, who goes from describing a firebolt in one moment to the grave in the next moment, and these can't be the same tempos. So essentially, the orchestra's got to be on their edge of their seats and ready to adapt at a moment's notice, and that makes it so thrilling to be a part of.
Wonderful. That sounds. I better go home and practice. My goodness. And so the program closes with the Fourth Symphony by Mahler, the last of the famous Wunderhorn works. Tell us about this piece, a symphony with a singer. This is unusual.
Well, but not for Mahler.
Not for Mahler, no. Mm-hmm. He was so obsessed with combining symphony with song, and he did that in so many of his symphonies. And essentially what Mahler did in all of his symphonies was, you know, search for the meaning of life. His symphonies are about life. And here, so we end with a child's vision. For me, the first movement is very childlike. The second movement is a dance of death. And the third movement is inspired by his mother. So on these basic levels, the third's the greatest slow movement I think he ever wrote. So we're basically going from child to death to adulthood, back to childhood. It's almost a somewhat of a circle of life in there, if you'll stretch that far. And it just has all the emotions, all the expressions, and there's nature involved, there's death, there's life. I mean, it's just a fantastic experience and journey for 55 minutes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Ms. Boulian.
Thank you.
And of course, it is always a pleasure to have you here in the studio, Maestro Willis.
Thank you.
This has been a conversation with Metropolitan Opera mezzo-soprano Julie Boulian and Maestro Alistair Willis discussing the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert, the Magnificent Masters Concert, that will take place on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. The concert features a selection of Mozart arias, the overture to The Marriage of Figaro, and Mahler's Symphony No. 4. I'm Yonah Stamatis. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you at the concert.